Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4635.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I always looked up to my sister. I mean, she has been a person who worked with the breast cancer survivors and children with cerebral palsy, so I've learned a lot from her.
What do you aspire to be?
I always aspire to be somebody like Mother Teresa because she lived a selfless life.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I am a compassionate, trustworthy, hardworking, and person who is connected spiritually to God.
What types of things make you happy?
Joy of giving makes me happy.
What types of things make you sad?
I actually get moved by the people around me who are actually conniving and also are like self-centered in their approach towards life.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I actually came from a background where my parents actually taught me to be hardworking, and that's what I actually followed all my life, and they wanted me to be spiritually connected to God because that's very important in the key aspects of life.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else, and how did you develop this attribute?
I actually think, like, you know, everybody has something amazing to offer every single day, and I am still a student in the learning process, so I pretty much gather everything I can from a person that I meet every single day.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
Well, I'm actually drawn to people like Mother Teresa, who actually lived a selfless life, not only just like, you know, living for yourself, because that's what pretty much all of us do, but living for others and making a difference. That makes me really feel, great meeting those people.
Great. What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Well, I will definitely want them to be hardworking and moral and noble citizens of the community and contribute whichever way they can, making a difference in other people's life.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I would actually take walks in the park with my family, watching movies, going to restaurants and things like that. Pretty much anything that involves the whole family time, like every member is involved.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I actually received a gift from my sister. The name of the book was Tough Times Last But Tough People Do by Robert Schuller. That actually made a lot of difference in my life when I was really down, and that inspired me a lot. So I think, like, that was a prized possession.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I would play cricket, I would play soccer, football, pretty much video games, basketball, things like that.
What is your favorite book, and what kind of books do you enjoy?
My favorite book is actually the same one I mentioned a little back, Tough Times Last But Tough People Do. But one of the other characters that I really liked was Mowgli from Jungle Book.
What is your favorite word and why?
My favorite word is God Has a Plan.
What was the last book you read?
The last book that I read was Orphan Train by Molly Iyer.
Who was your favorite character?
The Molly Iyer is the film, yeah.
What was the last movie you saw?
I watched the Lego Movie with my son.
Did you like it?
Yes, I really did.
Great. What type of sports do you like to watch?
I like to watch basketball. I like to play it as well. Cricket, soccer, tennis.
What do you do for fun?
I would like to actually play, pretty much like soccer or like, football, enjoy basketball, pretty much spend time with my kid as well, like, taking him to the park and, doing something as a family together.
Do you have any other hobbies?
I actually like to paint sometimes.
Great. So you are a creative person. So how do you express this creativity?
I think I'm a little bit of a creative person, and I like to paint every once in a while.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I never got such a compliment.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
Okay, I wouldn't necessarily say like it was a risk or anything, but I came here to US as a student, and that was actually a thing that actually shaped my life as well. That was during the dot-com recession, and it couldn't have gone either way, but I'm thankful to God that it has worked out pretty good for me.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview, and explain why.
I would like to interview Mother Teresa, and the reason I would want to do that is because there are certain questions you can only ask, you know, if you can actually meet a person, rather than probably, you know, just going through their life, you know, like, you know, which are written in the books already. So I would want to do that.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
Well, actually, I sneaked up on my father and tried to drive a motorcycle when I was really young and I didn't know how to do it. But the lesson that I pretty much learned is, like, you know, you need to really wait until you are ready. So that's what I learned.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Well, I actually wanted to say, like, you know, my parents wanted me to be actually staying in town when I was going to college, but I didn't want it to do that. I wanted to explore myself. And it was not probably, I would say, like a risk necessarily, but it's something, you know, which actually shaped me who I am today. So they wanted me to be staying, you know, in that home comfort zone, which I didn't want it to do. And I think, like, you know, that made me a different person today.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you in some way? And in what way was that?
I would think, like, the painting of Mona Lisa is, like, you know, pretty much the very talked about thing. And I think, like, you know, there is a lot still probably which is undiscussed. So something like that cannot be recreated. So I think, like, you know, that's something which is amazing. That's something which I feel like.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? If so, describe this moment and your impressions about it.
Yeah, I necessarily didn't care for certain things in my life when I was really young, and I took it as it came, and was not that much spiritually connected, but certain things happened in my life which only happened in my subconscious mind, which I just thought through, and then I started, you know, getting drawn towards God more, like, spiritually. And that's how I connected, and I thought, like, you know, okay, this is what's gonna happen probably, and it just happened within a day or so. That actually led me to, you know, be connected to God more.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I should be interviewing with you right now, and I think I don't want to change it.
Okay. Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
I would actually prefer to be with my grandfather if he's alive.
What is your approach to life?
My approach to life is be happy and bring happiness in other people's life.
What was the most difficult time in your life?
Well, I actually lost my elder brother when I was really young, and that was actually a very hard time for me.
And how did you overcome these difficulties?
My whole family actually rallied around me, and they actually helped me out with the whole situation, which was difficult actually. Till this day, it's very difficult.
And how did your perspective on life change as a result of this difficulty?
Well, I always think, like, you know, I mean, things, you know, old things have to move and the new things have to come. Like, you know, there's always, like, you know, a paving a way for the new things to be laid down. You know, that's how, like, you should let go of the past and, you know, look towards the future. So that's what I learned from it.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
The most rewarding experience in my life was actually, you know, putting behind worthless things which I used to think and be, you know, connected to God and live in present rather than thinking about the past or be more, you know, thinking about the future at the same time.
Who is your favorite actor?
I love Tom Hanks.
What is your favorite dinner?
I actually like Thai food, especially that Thai curry.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Yes, chess.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Yeah, we actually wanted to travel to Taj Mahal, and we were back in the school days, and just for the fun of it, all the boys decided that we don't want to purchase a train ticket, so we went without a ticket, and we ended up getting caught, and we ended up getting caught by the police, and we were just let go after a few words, like, you know, you belong to good families or whatever, you shouldn't be doing things like that. So that was, I think, like, you know, a crazy thing that we did.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
I would actually take a shower, and I would pray to God. That's the first thing that I do.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
I actually wanted to take flight lessons and become a pilot.
What is your favorite season and why?
I actually like winters because I feel like you have an extra reason to be actually snuggling inside the blanket, like you don't need to wake up. So that's what I feel.
What matters to you most?
The way I lead my life matters to me most.
Tell us something that no one else knows about you unless someone specifically asked you this question.
There is no secret in my life that at least one person doesn't know about it. And at least I know, like, you know, I'm spiritually more connected to God, so at least God knows everything. So I don't think so there is a secret.
What's the funniest thing that ever happened to you?
Well, there was this one time when we were really young, and one of my friends he liked another girl, and he wanted me to, you know, take a letter to her because he didn't want it to. And what ended up happening is, like, you know, I mean, we both shared the first name, so she ended up thinking like it was from me, and, like, you know, that continued on. But, you know, we actually, you know, cleared the miscommunication later on.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
I wanted to actually probably open a nonprofit organization and help the people who are needy, at least the basic necessities of life, probably, like, you know, food, clothing, and things like that. Probably, you know, to people who are, like, you know, destitute or homeless, you know, something like that.
What's your family's brush with history?
I can say, like, you know, my father, being an Indian Air Force pilot, fought like 3 wars for India. That's the most that I can remember.
What's your favorite joke?
Well, the favorite joke is, you know, there's this lady who actually texts the neighbor, says, like, you know, I'm new to WhatsApp, so tell me what's the meaning of IDK, LY, TTLY. So then he texts back, says, I don't know, love you, talk to you later. So she says, okay, I'll ask you later, love you too.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
I will actually become Spider-Man if I can, because my kid actually loves him, and I would probably be doing the same thing which he's doing, you know, fighting the bad guys.
If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
I would actually be on top of Eiffel Tower and doing the Spider-Man jumpers.
How did your ancestors come to this country?
I am the first immigrant person, so there is no family for me here.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I think I'm a hardworking, trustworthy, honest, and compassionate person, and I'm also an avid listener. But the thing that I feel like, you know, which I don't like most about myself, it is I tend to get a little lazy when the same routine, mundane work is actually thrown at me, whether on job or, like, be it the family chores from day-to-day life. So I like more, like, challenges and things like that, and doing something new every single day of my life.
Why did you choose your career?
I'm working in IT right now, and I chose that because I was always drawn to computers since the age of, I don't know, like, probably eight years old, and used to like programming and things like that. That's how I was drawn to the thing which I'm working in right now.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
The most interesting thing is technology keeps changing every single day, and you need to keep updating yourself pretty much on a day-to-day basis. That's what I like about my work, is you need to be up for the challenges and, you know, keep learning something new every day.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be?
I actually wanted to be an Indian Administrative Services officer, because I was really drawn to the power they used to have, like, you know, so many people following, and, like, you know, all of that bureaucratic stuff. So I really wanted to be an IAS officer.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I would be doing a lot of traveling with my family and probably be more involved in my kids' life.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
I would actually like to cook something nice for my wife, which she really likes, and then probably talk about the cherished moments which we have enjoyed so far with her.
What do you love most about your wife?
She's a very smart, hardworking person, and she's above all, like, you know, the most happiest person that I've actually met in my life, and she kind of fills the void that's been created from a day-to-day routine, and I feel thankful to her, like, she's in my life.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your wife?
I would actually want to plan a trip to Switzerland, because that's where she wanted to go. Probably like a whole trip of Europe, but especially, like, you know, just Switzerland.
And how did you meet your wife?
We actually met through mutual family.
So why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I think, like, you know, making a difference is the most contributing thing, which I actually think is deep and rooted in my life. I think we should all make, you know, some kind of difference in anybody else's life. We all live for ourselves, like, you know, being, you know, just the individual or kids and family like that. But I think, like, you know, living for somebody else or giving something to somebody else makes a lot of difference. And that's what I wanted to do. And that's why I joined the program.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Sure. I believe in giving and making the difference. I hope all the wishes come true for them and God be by their side. So I wanted to just wish them good luck.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4635.